Scene one, Apple, take one.
Welcome to Beyond the Box Office. I'm your host, George Gallagher. Well, this week I didn't watch one movie. I got caught up in the new Hulk game, Ultimate Destruction, on the Xbox. So I've been playing that all week and catching up on some of the new seasons of the TV shows like House and Medium. I like the new Criminal Minds, that's a good one. The Law and Orders. Although with the Criminal Intent, I'm not liking as much the every second episode where Chris Noth is featured. Not that I have anything against him or the actual content of the show. It isn't the CI show we were following for the last 3 years. And I think it just should be a separate show if it should be anything.
Filming right now is Miami Vice the movie. And the only reason I mention it is Michael Mann's directing it.
Oh, okay.
Holy cow.
And Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx are sunny in terms. Well, I like Colin Farrell. I think he's a good actor.
That's Bullseye, right?
Yeah.
Daredevil?
Yeah. Yeah. But he was in, like, SWAT and... what was that one? Tigerland?
Oh, yeah.
Well, with Michael Mann doing it, I have hopes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, I wouldn't have even bothered mentioning it.
No.
So I was like, oh, it's the comedy antics.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Ben Stiller and...
are they going to place the movie in the 80s, do you know? Or if it's going to be, like, modern...
Yeah, it just says Vice Detectives Crockett and Tubbs take on Florida drug world. I would think it'd be a modern version. I don't think Michael Mann would want to revisit what he already did.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd want to modernize it.
I never know. With all the kitschy stuff that's out there these days.
Have you seen the, I know John has, the British sci-fi series Red Dwarf?
No. I know of it, but I've never seen it.
They've got a movie in pre-production. It has the original cast in that, and Doug Naylor's supposed to be directing it. So,
well, they've been talking about doing it for years, and
yeah.
Over the last couple of years, I know a lot of the cast has just been saying, well, we better do it soon, because
yeah.
You know, we're getting kind of old.
No,
yeah, there's no date on it on coming out in that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I hope it's being done, especially after seeing Hitchhiker's Guide in the theater. You know, that kind of humor is going to work really well. Mm-hmm.
And I saw this title and thought, you know, why do they have to make that one a sequel? But it's Day of the Dead, but it's except the same director of Dawn of the Dead remake. So.
Oh, so it's like they're going through...
Yeah, he's using George Romero's Day of the Dead script. And,
huh.
I guess updating it like he did with... So I guess they'll have the fast zombies in that one, too. So,
which one was Day of the Dead? Was that the one...
Yeah, the military base, yeah.
So that was the third one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So are they going to go back to Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah, I wonder why they skipped Night.
Well, because...
is my math wrong?
What's his face had done it a few years ago.
Yeah, Savini directed one. But that was in the early 90s, so...
Yeah, but maybe they thought it was still too soon.
Okay, so...
Plus it's a limited...
It's in a house.
Yeah, it's in the house.
Yeah,
it's not like they still can't do
it. Yeah, they could do it.
Yeah.
I just wonder if a couple of years ago they made Land of the Dead.
So does it say when
the same actor?
So when's Day of the Dead starting or being released? Next summer?
September 2006, they have the release date.
What did you guys think of the Dawn of the Dead remake?
I was skeptical, I turned out really liking it.
I liked it a lot too.
Yeah.
And I like the fast zombies.
But again, I say Romero's zombies have personality, whereas the fast zombies are just scary things to mm-hmm. run away from.
Yeah. Well, there was a good amount of humor in the Dawn of the Dead remake, I thought, that really carried the movie.
Plus, there was actual emotional attachment to the characters,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It wasn't silly.
Yeah, and it was
the humor was drawn out of the situation, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Okay, so we have last week's DVD to give away. The trivia question was about Sylvester Stallone. Which movie was he a mountain climber? And that one was Cliffhanger. I liked that movie. There were some people who didn't seem to get into it, but I liked John Lithgow as the bad guy and thought it was a good Hollywood action picture. And I got caught up in the events of the movie. And if you listen to the commentary, I like how Rennie Harlan is very open, too, about... Like, there's one scene near the end where I think Stallone gets caught under the ice, and so he's sort of crawling across, sort of like that scene in the Omen. And he didn't like the look... like, he thought it looked like a stage, which is what I thought it looked like, too, but he said it was sort of the best compromise. I mean, they could have control of the situation, especially with the actor having to be under the ice. So it was just nice to see that he knew of the shortcomings, too, and wasn't just trying to put something across on us. Like I felt, I saw it that way, too, but the rest of the movie was keeping me interested, and even what was happening there was keeping me interested. So you can sort of let something like that go by. And I think a lot of people expect the movies to be perfect. If there is a flaw in it, they might write it off right away, and I think you have to be a little more forgiving for a film. If it's entertaining you, I think that's the number one objective of the movie, is that you're getting something from it. Anyway, the winner of that contest is Justin from Phoenix, Arizona. He's a loyal listener to the show, and I thank him for that, and I thank everyone else who entered the contest. Movievillage.ca gave me another movie to give away this week, and this one is Cellular. If you remember back a couple episodes, I was talking about Roland Emmerich and how Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich were a team, and up to a certain point they were making movies together, Devlin the producer and Emmerich the director, and then they seemed to have split off for whatever reason. And this one is produced by Dean Devlin, and it surprised me. It was a really good film. It has suspense and humor, and it's very entertaining, and it doesn't hurt that William H. Macy is in it playing a very interesting cop. Yeah, it's well worth a watch, so I think if you haven't seen it, go ahead and rent it, or maybe you'll win it this time. The trivia question here, related back to that Roland Emmerich episode. In it, my brother and I talked about, it might have been their first film, but it was certainly an early film of theirs, where it was about a young boy and this possessed puppet. So to win this copy of Cellular, email the name of that movie to podcast@beyondboxoffice.com. And I think that's going to do it for this week. If you get a chance, please visit the website beyondboxoffice.com. I have a poll right now of what Christmas movie you're most looking forward to watching. And I have some forums set up so you can answer in there. And you can even submit some news items if you have any about some films or even a review of a film if you want. The only thing is you'll have to, it's a free sign up, but you'll just have to sign up just so I don't get any spam on the site. So that's beyondboxoffice.com. Well, thank you for listening.